Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. Let's do this, not that. Welcome back. So if I asked you, what is one word that you think is the secret to success for your business, for your marketing campaigns, maybe for your personal brand? What is the one word? If somebody asked me that, the answer would be consistency. And usually on podcasts, you hear about consistency, some 30,000 foot view nonsense. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to share specifics about being consistent and the impact it can have on everything. When I talk about consistent, I mean how often you're posting on social media, how often you are emailing, everything, and not stopping, not for doing something for 3 months or 6 months. I'm talking about never stopping. In general, I have imposter syndrome, and maybe many of you do too, where any of the different marketing things that we're doing, I'm like, I don't know everything there is to know about this. Okay. I graduated from college with a degree in journalism and communications. I wasn't in the business school. I didn't graduate with a marketing degree. Okay. I'm not particularly good at advanced math or any of that nonsense. And so coming out of college, I was like, how am I going to win? What am I going to do? And I quickly looked around and realized people give up. People stop. Right? They don't continue on sending out their emails. They don't continue posting on LinkedIn every week. They just stop. They'll do it for a month, a few months, 6 months, whatever. And I realized that if I could just be consistent and never stop, you will beat out over 90% of the people on the planet and companies on the planet just by being consistent. Okay. When I talk about consistency, I'm not talking about having the same email template that you're sending out or the same social media post format that you're sending out. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about never stopping. And I totally understand that consistency also leads to feeling cringy. What do I mean by that? So if I go ahead and I'm posting on LinkedIn every single week, and I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. That's uncomfortable. I don't like posting on social media. Yeah, I get it. It's uncomfortable. I don't like sending out an email all the time. I don't like doing this. Get over it. If you want your business to be successful, if you want to be successful, you need to get over the things that you just don't like doing. At least that's how I feel about it. Let's get into some specific ways that consistency can change the outcome of your brand's marketing, of your personal brand, whatever it may be. Let's first talk about LinkedIn, for example. And this is some data from LinkedIn itself. Okay, here's what LinkedIn says. First of all, about visibility. Posting on your personal LinkedIn page just one time a week consistently, not stopping. This isn't like a 1 month thing. Posting on your personal LinkedIn page just one time a week consistently versus not posting regularly, it will lead to a 9-time increase in the number of people seeing your content and how LinkedIn circulates your content. They are saying, cool, you're posting weekly. We're going to circulate your posts a lot. Doesn't cost you a dollar. And if you want to grow your followers on your company page on LinkedIn, here's the stat from them. Brands that post at least once a week gain followers on LinkedIn 6 times faster than those that don't. You got to find something to post. It doesn't have to be the greatest thing of all time, but don't stop. Don't start it today and in 3 months, oh, we forgot to post this week. We'll hit it next week. Make it a priority. On Instagram, it's the same thing, okay? Hootsuite came out with this data that I think is really powerful. It's new data. If you post daily on Instagram, you can grow your followers 4 times faster than posting less than once a week. So if you're like an infrequent poster, oh, I'll post this week, maybe I won't post next week, versus posting daily, your followers will grow 4 times faster. It doesn't cost you anything. You could post, look at me, I'm eating a bagel. I'm having coffee. Your brand could post anything. Look at us. We're doing an outing today. Doesn't matter. Don't stop. Keep going. Now, email consistency is literally everything. Why do I say that? The irony of email is that marketers think that if we send out too much email, it's going to hurt our performance. The opposite is 1,000,000,000% true, and here's why. Number one, the way that you stay in the inbox and avoid the junk folder and the spam folder is by generating engagement. What the email networks, Gmail and Yahoo and Outlook and all the receiving email infrastructures are looking for from a technical perspective are people opening and clicking and replying to the emails that a particular sender is sending. And when they see a lot of opening and clicking going on, they're like, oh, great. Let's leave this in this person's inbox because they're interested. Now, if you're not sending out enough, it is impossible to generate the volume of opens and clicks needed to stay in the inbox. If you're not consistent and you're not sending out enough email, you won't even stay in the inbox anymore. That is how deliverability works. Okay, it's all about engagement. So you actually need to be sending out more emails. Now, we see it also in the data. Being consistent can actually lead to more conversions. So sending out offer-related emails weekly versus every 2 weeks consistently over a year-long period of time. We've looked at this data. We send out billions of emails. You send out a weekly email offer once a week, or at least, versus every other week as a comparison. And on the business side, we see that lead to conversions rise over 25% by sending out weekly versus every other week. And on the consumer side, same thing. You send out weekly versus every other week. We see conversions overall for all of your email marketing rise by over 35% and being consistent about it. You stay top of mind. You let the person know that, hey, I'm here. When you're interested in our product or service, I am there. I am present. And people get accustomed to interacting with your marketing. So you get crazy benefit in the world of email marketing by being consistent. On the personal side of things, what do? I post on LinkedIn 3 to 4 times a week, and I often have nothing important to say. I don't have some grandiose plan, but I know that being consistent allows me to stay top of mind, to stay present. Even this podcast, right? One of the things that you need to do with yourself when you think about being consistent is you got to get very real with yourself. And you have to say, what am I able to do? Forget about what you feel comfortable to do. We're over that. You're going to be comfortable, doesn't matter. But what am I actually able to do consistently that I won't give up on? Okay, can you post 3 times a week on this platform or once a week, whatever it is? Find that thing that you think that you are capable of doing from a time management standpoint and then stick with it. When I started this podcast, I said, okay, I'm able to put out 1 episode a week. And that's what I said I was able to do. And I started doing that. And then you could always add on. So now I put out 3 to 4 episodes of this podcast every week because I figured out, okay, here's how I can carve out time. I can do that, but start out something that you can be real about with yourself that you can do and then build from there. And I promise you this, you can beat out people that are smarter than you, that are more experienced than you, that have bigger budgets than you do just by being consistent and relentless. It costs you nothing but effort. I love what The Rock says, and I love The Rock. He's like the most positive dude. This is what he says. He says, success isn't always about greatness. It's about consistency. Consistent hard work leads to success. Greatness will come. Come on. You got to love The Rock. All right, before we get to Since You Didn't Ask, which is a portion of this podcast that just goes sideways, I want to let you know that this podcast is exclusively presented by Marigold. Why are you not using Marigold? What's wrong with you? It is the greatest email sending platform on earth. I use it to send out my 6 billion emails I send out every year. Whether you're a business or consumer marketer, check them out. But they have a piece of content. We're all talking about AI, and they have this piece of content that I love. It is called The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. You're trying to figure out the right prompts to use to get all the stuff out of AI. This is the piece of content I use. It is awesome. If you want to get this free piece of content, just go to jschwedelson.com/marigold and you can download The Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI from Marigold. Check it out and check out Marigold at meetmarigold.com because they're my favorite platform. They rock. Okay, now let's get on to Since You Didn't Ask. What is going on with me? I feel like I must address, even though it's a little over a week old now, the Love is Blind reunion. Spoiler, if you haven't watched it yet, first of all, I don't know what you're doing, but don't listen anymore because I'm going to talk about the Love is Blind reunion for a second here. That was a hot mess, okay? I loved every second of it. I've lost all faith in humanity because Trevor is not a good dude, okay? I'm not happy with him. And I can't believe it because I really thought this was like the greatest dude of all time. I did my research, by the way, following the reunion because I was very frustrated. I'm like, they didn't do a good job. Nick and Vanessa Lachey, they were better this season, but they didn't do a good job of getting to the bottom of Jimmy and Chelsea. And are they still together? And I just went and was Googling everything. And they did go out for a meal. They talked for a while, but they are just friends. So I had to get to the bottom of this very important information. What else is going on? I mentioned this on the podcast earlier this week, but I am so invested in this show called One Day on Netflix. I think I should work for Netflix because I love this show, One Day. I keep telling everybody I know about One Day. It's 14 episodes. If you haven't been watching it, it's exploding on Netflix. It is not reality TV. It's this British drama about this guy and this girl, and are they going to get together or not get together, this whole thing. And each episode is a year. It's amazing. So check out One Day. And then as I record this, they have not named the new Bachelorette on The Bachelor. Tonight, as I'm recording this, is the Women Tells All, which I'll be watching. I really want Maria to be the Bachelorette. I don't think it's going to be her because a lot of people don't like her. But I'm on Team Maria. I know this podcast is ridiculous. That's okay. All right. Please leave this podcast review. If you hated it, if you loved it, it helps get it spun out in the algorithm. So if you whatever, leave it a review. And please check out guruconference.com. It is free. It is virtual. It is my two-day virtual email marketing event. 20,000 marketers are going to be there. And we're going to run out of spots. It's a virtual thing, but we only buy a certain amount of seats. So check out guruconference.com and register for this two-day email marketing event. It's going to be bananas. Thanks for being here. You rock. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.